Dear Journal, today Bluffington School declared war. And the Commander-in-Chief's first order was to punish the school traitor. Me.
Uh-oh.
Firing squad, ready! Aim! Fire! For weeks, we'd been working extra hard on our float for the all-county school parade. We were really excited because it looked like we were finally going to beat the Moody School in the float competition. The reason? Mr. Beat.
Okay, fire it up.
You can't beat Bluffington School Spirit.
Oh! Yeah, there's no way the Moody School can beat us this year.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
Oops, excessive goose float.
But then, on the morning before the parade...
Mr. Beat!
What happened to our float?
It's gone!
Yeah, they stole it!
They?
Don't play innocent. You know who I'm talking about.
You do?
No! We've
worked so hard and offered nothing!
Look, they made Connie cry.
Who's they?
Well, you ought to know. You with the Moody School sister and her snobby Moody School friends. Don't worry, Connie. Roger's gonna go over there and make it all better.
What are you doing?
What do you think, Funny? It's war! Those Moodies have never lost to our school before, right?
Right!
And they knew we were gonna cream them this year, right?
Right!
So they stole Mr. Beat to stop us, right?
Right!
So what are we gonna do about it?
Wreck their float!
But wait, my sister couldn't have stolen it. She was home all last night.
Huh? Whose side are you on anyway, Funny? In fact, I'm beginning to wonder how the Moody's even heard about Mr. Beat in the first place.
And that's how I got labeled a...
You big traitor!
You traitor! Moody spy! Moody-ite!
Ready? Aim?
How are you gonna get in there?
What?
Well, you think you can get past the front gate with your arms full of hammers and paint cans? Well, they'll catch you, torture you, make you read poetry.
So what are you saying?
What you need is a scout. Yeah, somebody like me who can sneak in and see if they even have Mr. Beat and...
Yeah!
No. I mean... call you and tell you
where it is so we can come over and...
Wreck their float!
No. All right, but no funny business, Funny. If I don't hear from you by tonight, the great Beat War is on!
I don't know, Doug. I don't think it'll work.
Well, I don't have a choice, Skeet. If I want to stop this Beat War, I've got to see if they took the Beat in the first place.
No, man. I meant your disguise. It makes you look like a clown.
Just cover me. I'm going in. Phase one. Neutralize the guard and infiltrate the compound.
Hey, what's that? Who's there? Code red. Enemy soldier has compromised security.
Yes, 'tis so true. Nothing is as loverly as a tree.
Hey, you, the clown. You know school policy. No dogs on campus.
Oh,
kids.
Oh. In here.
Hey, they don't pay me enough money to chase these kids around.
Phase one accomplished. Phase two.
That is so cool, Sincerity.
Oh, no. Judy. Ugh, man.
Yeah, Q's big new beat will totally change the way people in this town look at floats.
Well, what do you know? Roger was right. They did steal our beat.
Oh, she is so gifted. I mean, is there anyone so completely Q as Q?
Q must be their leader.
Oh, Judith, you must come to the art lab right this second and see it before Q takes it to the parade.
Well, I do have a few minutes before my voice class.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This float is to die for.
Quick, Porkchop. Mr. Beat's in their art lab and they're taking him away. We've got to stop him. Over there. Okay, I give...
Whoa, 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 stop! Ugh, kill the sound effects.
Huh?
I said stop! Apollonius! The Neo-Hegelian clown isn't supposed to appear until Act 3. Get him off the...
Our lab? Sure, right out that door.
That is a very gifted dog.
Art lab. Porkchop, you found the art lab. This is it.
Ah, little brother.
Come with me!
Yo.
I have captured the intruder from the Bluffington School, General Q. Yes, the little spy. Throw him in, Mr. Beat, with the others.
Okay, Porkchop, this is it. Oh, no. Well, there's hundreds of art labs. We'll never find it.
Rodney, I'm not seeing enough torment.
You're doing here?
Judy! Hi.
That's my shirt. My pants!
My wig!
You've just come to embarrass me, right? In front of everybody.
Well...
Judy?
Oh, no! That's Q! Quick, duck down!
Judy, we need help covering the big beat before they take the float away.
Not so fast, Q. Where's your phone?
Over there.
You've made a wise decision.
I don't know him, I've never seen him before, and he's definitely not my brother.
There are kids over at the Bluffington School waiting for my call. Oh, no!
Doug, what are you doing?
All right, Q, I'll give you one last chance. Hand over Mr. Beat, or suffer the consequences.
Mr. Beat?
Don't play stupid with me. You've got it right under this sheet.
No, not yet.
I am never gonna forgive you for this. Never.
Forgive me for what? Exposing your treachery?
Yo, Doug. What you doing?
Huh? That's the big new beat?
Oh, look what you've done, you idiot. Unveiled Q's brilliant reductivist piece of conceptual art before the parade even started.
But, Mr. Beat, you said they stole it.
What are you talking about, doofus? Al and Moo just took it home to fix it.
You so normalize.
But what about the Great Beat War and wreck the Moody School float? And what about me being a traitor?
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
False alarm.
I told you I was joking, but no. You wouldn't listen.
Just ignore him, Doug. You were the only one who knew all along that the Moody School didn't steal it. I bet your sister's real proud of you.
Yeah. So once they found out they were wrong, they just totally forgot about their great beat war. They forgot about their hate and anger and wanting revenge. Well, they forgot everything. There must be a lesson here somewhere. War is stupid. Right, Porkchop? Porkchop? Porkchop!
That is a very gifted dog.